when I started praying in the Spirit, Dave, I saw I looked at you and I heard the opening of many doors, the opening of many doors. There will be gateways that will open to you that give you access to new places. And I believe new realms is what I'm seeing. But I think it's both, it's double. It's going to be a double. It's going to be a spiritual opening, but there's going to be also heavenly openings that are going to give you access to places you haven't been before.
Yeah, I want to add to that too. Heaven is at work. Heaven is on your side. The authority of heaven is moving in now where you abide. So be ready and be clear and have no fear. For my purpose shall enter in and you, my son, will win, win, win.
I have something for Momo and Popo. I just heard the Lord say matriarch and patriarch. There have been people that you would have considered matriarch or patriarch of the family. But God says that season has passed. You both now rest in that position. So begin to declare and to decree over your children, over your grandchildren, and over their futures, and over their finances, because God has positioned you to do so.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I have something to add to that, too. It's the season of change. There's a season of change, not of jobs, but spiritually. And you're going to reach more people. There are old friends that you're going to reach. There are older family members that you're going to reach. So God is going to dress you for this season. And you just watch how many people will get fresh revelation as they watch the success. And I hear the Lord say he's going to use your success that will cause people to make right choices.
Shadra, I heard for you that there is a pulling in anointing at this time, or a pulling in. There's something specific about pulling in on you, and I saw as if you were reaching across, grabbing things, and pulling them in. I heard the word treats and gifts. So I think that there is special things that are coming in, and then there's gifts. I also saw... or heard the Lord say, you don't find yourself to be much of a gathering person, but in this season, you're going to see a gathering of people. And I saw you almost making connections within the community that are causing people to come near to you. So just being mindful of that gathering of the people.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I heard the Lord say, the song of the whippoorwill. The song of the whippoorwill. There's a unique sound that comes out from both of you. And when you combine that, it's almost like you can be anywhere and you hear that sound and you recognize it. And God says there's a unique flow that comes out of you both. The sound of the whippoorwill in the Spirit.
I've got a word for new entrepreneurs. The Lord says from 14 years of age on up, this will be a year that those who say, I wish, I always could have, would have, this is the year to do it. And I see three people with a fourth one in a bobsled, and it's E on every helmet for entrepreneur. That last angel is on the back. He pops the helmet down, all three, and he just does that little charge thing. And the Lord says, if you wanted to ever be an entrepreneur or be in your own business, this is the year he's going to set you off. As you watch your other fellow entrepreneurs and they shift and they move, you shift and you move. If a scripture is heavy on this side, you shift to this scripture. If it's heavy on this side, you shift to the scripture. You get on it today, and in 3 months' time, you come back and tell the Lord, this is what you did on January 2nd, 3rd, whatever today is. But that anointing to start your business, that idea, the anointing to say, I don't even know what the idea is, you can pick it up right now before you even walk off this property. From 14 to whatever, to 100. If you want that, you receive it today in Jesus' name.
Who is that? Stand up. Stand up if that's you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. There you go. I'm standing. Thank you, Lord. Right here. Every entrepreneur. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Come up here. Come right over here, Art. Stand on this piece of carpet with him. Okay, now, you are officially a life group.
Hallelujah.
And in this next year, y'all will meet two or three times. And you're going to lead it.
Hallelujah.
And I'm just shoving orders because I heard the Holy Ghost. So at some point, and the staff will set that up and talk about it, and you all can talk together, give input, have a couple of dinners together, pass around your information, all in the Spirit of God.
Amen.
And in the name of Jesus right now, you are who you have stepped up here to be. Go, you have something. Go ahead. Do you? Okay. You had such a charge on your authority there. Deb? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father Koton, Brabo Colon, Talabakosi, Televrebeke Subriesta Basa Kotondo, La Labrabako Sovrabako Sindarenda Lamoshita, Zaglavrebeke Tubriesta Masa Kotondo Randa Lamasa, Telembo Uso,
Abrabako, Abramamo.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I thought you were given a tongue for interpretation there for a minute. Dale ketosa basa bosa katisha ketonda dana lamose.
There's a call from this point forward, and this is what I thought you were going to say, and maybe that was the charges. I am an entrepreneur.
Yes.
Yeah.
The end.
Okay.
I am an entrepreneur.
I am.
Today, I am an entrepreneur. And that's definitely step one. That's step one of getting your helmet clicked on is you're putting on, I am.
Yes.
I am an entrepreneur.
Yes.
Whether you see fruit, today, I am an entrepreneur.
Amen. Now, as a pastor, I'm going to give you some very serious instructions. This is not a group to come in and try to sell your multi-level marketing to these people. You understand?
Yes,
this is a spiritual deal.
Yes,
this will not be about that.
Right.
This will be about the charge to hear God in whatever multi-whatever, blah, 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 whatever you have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if that starts, it ain't going to stand.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Just going to tell you right now.
Right. That's not the purpose.
That's not the purpose. We won't come down the line and have all of y'all trying to sell us into something.
No.
We're not doing it. Okay?
No,
it's building your inside for what you're going to do on the outside.
Yes.
Amen. You receive it?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. As Bill Winston would say, sit down.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Shadra, I didn't get a chance to say anything to you, but I feel like that you are also a group leader, and you and Josh both, and that is going to begin to manifest and show itself in the next 12 to 18 months, maybe sooner. I see you having people come to your home and people getting revelation. Amen. Okay.
Hallelujah.
What else you have?
Thank you,
somebody?
Jesus. I have a word for Mata.
Okay.
Mata, the years that you have invested in the soil of your heart of the Word of God for your faithfulness, for your steadfastness, it has caused rich deposits to bring forth such stable, established, mature fruit that others will not only see from, but there will come crucial junctures in your life with those of your family, with your offspring, with those people that you work with friends in different places, even in society, and it's like, you know, when you see the picture of somebody dropping a pebble in a pond and like this, the Lord said, it's not a pebble, it's a rock. You're going to have places in these junctures to where you're going to drop a rock in their pond, and the ripples are going to go out. And not only are they going to be changed, even in their encoding, if you will, but the ripples that go out will be significant waves that will wash over other people and affect and change. And you will see a change even in their culture and their lifestyle and the way that they live their life because of the times and the moments and the years. The times when you came to get the word, when you didn't feel like it, when you didn't want to, when all these other things, but you came and you've been faithful to the word, and the word will be faithful to you and go out to generation after generation. Amen.
One of the things, Mata, that I see also is that you've been faithful to Victory Church, and you have encoded generations, and they will step in to the Word of Faith and into Word of Faith churches and into the prophetic, and they will all fulfill their call.
I just hear the Spirit of the Lord say there are several people, maybe not in this building, but maybe people in your lives, family members, whatever, et cetera, coworkers. They're going to go from divisive to decisive because of what you've displayed in front of them. And I also heard the Lord say that familiarity necessarily isn't the enemy, but it will hold you in a place where growth cannot take place. You have to let go of what's familiar and decide that you're going to listen for direction from Him.
That's right. That's so good. That's right. And the thing that's going to come right before the direction is correction.
Yes, true.
Can you be corrected?
Yes.
Because until you can be corrected, you can't be directed.
That's right.
You have to know, oh, I'm on the wrong road. Siri, where do I go? You know? Jesus, where do I'm on the wrong road. I'm not getting where I really intended to go. Holy Spirit, and He'll tell you. And how does He tell you? You know the scripture? If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives it freely without what? Without criticism. He's not going to hurt you. He might get loud sometimes for people like me, but He wants you to know. He wants you to know. Correction and judgment is not bad. Things can be judged good.
Yeah.
Things can be judged well.
Right.
But we need to be willing to take the correction. You know, I don't need to be doing this. I need to be doing this.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm spending too much time on this instead of this. Yeah. They're trying to talk to me. I need to put my phone down.
Amen. Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead, kids.
Gabe, I heard the Lord say to you, thank you, Jesus. He said, son, I've been raising you up and I've set you in place. You are to be a pillar in the church. And from this day forward, you are to on purpose live your life in the leadership you've been called to. That means here, but that means out there, on purpose, live your life with the leadership you've called to. I see certain spheres of influence that you're in that it's easy to step back and just take the back seat role, if you will, but on purpose, live your life with the leadership that's been called to you.
Let's pray a little bit. Thank you, Lord, for words for this year. So I have something for Bobby. Bobby, I see an anointing to untangle things. The people around you, people get kind of tangled up in some stuff, and you'll be able to just go, no. Now look, it's this easy. And it's almost like you're that person. This is just an example, but you could take, remember the old cassette tapes? Are you old enough to remember them? Okay. I have to ask because people don't. So that you could just pop it back in and it'll just go. And people will be like, okay. And they're going to see the favor on your life and see how you streamline what you do and the wisdom that God has given you. And it's going to show up daily for a while where people are like, can you help me? And you don't have to lean on yourself. You'll just go, okay, Lord, do it. And he will do it. And that's on you. It's an anointing to help people get untangled from things. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Linda, right when I walked by you, I saw you in a canoe by yourself. And you were rowing upstream. The Lord says, come talk to me about that. And I'll show you the way to go. In Jesus' name. Thank you for that. And somebody else may have something to add to that.
I don't have to add to that, but I just heard the Lord say, furthermore, 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 there's more. Go further. Go further. You're not lacking any good thing. Further along, says the Lord. Further. Further in your faith. Further. He is carrying you to a place. It is not, sometimes you feel like you're going against the grain. God says, there'll be none of that. Furthermore. Furthermore. His grace is sufficient. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Did anybody feel anything about Linda?
I do.
Okay, good. Yeah.
So I heard the Lord say streams of much. And you're trying to make a way on a one stream path. But if you'll let the Lord get into his flow, I don't know exactly what area this is, but if you'll get into his flow, there are streams of much that require way less work.
Praise God. I like to have that myself. That's a good one. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Jana, I see the Lord holding a measure stick to you like we used to use for Katie where you mark it. And he says, this girl's grown. Look how much she's grown. And he looks at you and he says, hey, let's do big stuff this year. That's your word from the Lord. Miller Ray, I see the Lord saying, raise those expectations up and he'll fill them every time. You just keep raising them up and raising them up. Miss Amada, the Lord says, go for the top shelf things this year. All right. It's the year for the top shelf things. Go for them. They're yours.
Amen. Clarks, I see something real similar about you all. You're going to go for the big stuff this year. You're going to go for the big stuff and you're going to get the harvest. And God is going to get you up in the morning and put you to bed at night. And all day long, you're going to reap harvest. All day long, you're going to have success. All the things that have tried to stop you and put time off, you have synced into God's time. He's caught you up, and now you are flowing all the little things that you had to put out and help others and do what you've done. You are now locked into that place. You are now in that harbor, and you can now begin to do the kingdom business like you've wanted to do for a long time. And the enemy is shut out of your business in Jesus' name. At top shelf, I believe that's for you too. Okay, a couple more and we'll be dismissed. Who's got something?
So I guess we'll just keep going right down this line. For Cherie, I heard you as if you were saying about yourself, I'm a simple girl, I don't require much. And the Lord said, that's exactly what I love about you, but I have much for you. I heard high class, and not that it's going to take much of you, but the Lord has a whole lot for you.
Amen. Amen. I don't know where to go with this. It's a little odd, but I'll just try it on and we'll see where we'll go. I heard the Lord say, she's my double. So that's joint heir. So Lord, I thank you for that. That you are, you know, when someone's a disciple of Jesus, that means they are, what do they do in a play? It's called the understudy. So you're the understudy. You can do whatever the head actor can do. You can take their place. You are the understudy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I hear the word of the Lord say, arise and shine, for the light has come. And even in the places where it looked maybe cloudy or gray or dark, not in a negative sense, but maybe you couldn't see it just clearly, so you were patient. God said, I'm about to shine light in those places. You won't be concerned any longer, but that he's going to take those places and he's going to fulfill those areas. And you'll be able to take that and you'll be able to run further than you ever even imagined in those areas because of your faithfulness.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. So I heard the Lord say that there's a palace inside of you too. There's a palace. Look it up. Think about what's in a palace. Because God is about to raise both of your sights to a new level. There's some new thinking coming forth. And God is going to begin to furnish something in your spirits that are going to cause you to furnish much on the outside. So get that palace mentality. It's not too big to think that way. You know, I don't think the Lord's talking about that, you know, you have to have a castle with 15,000 acres. You could if you wanted to. Okay, well, there you go. But whatever you're going to come into, raise your sights now and go check out the word palace. And keep your mind on it because there's a palace inside the two of you. I've got some for Larry I want to give right now. I don't know what this means. I keep hearing the word savage. Savage. And I'm going to think that it might be a gun. Is that right? Is there a gun called savage? Okay. So, whatever it is, and however it needs to get to you, it has a Holy Ghost purpose that is going to minister to five different people as you do whatever you do with this gun that I think is called a savage. So, Father, angelic forces, bring this gun to Larry so that he can do with it what he needs to do. And I heard the Lord say this, and this is for all of you listening to this. Watch how God uses people in their mode. And you'll pick out something about yourself that God can show you and reveal things to you and allow you to minister to because it's your lane. Larry's lane is hunting and such and such, such, such. So watch for that. Yeah, open your eyes, church. Open your eyes. Be keen enough to know. Oh, that's just a cute word for Larry. No, no, no. 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 It's a very serious word for him. Very serious. So I call that savage to you. I'm going to look it up. I think it might be a gun. Did you? Is it? It is? Okay. Okay. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you, Jesus. I see saddlebags filled with the goodness of God. And I hear a song playing in my head. Can't sing it because Barbara Streisand sang it. But I'm going to give it a shot, just the words. There's a place for us. A time and space for us. It's West Side Story. That's right. So Barbara Streisand sang it way after that. And is West Side Stories a show right now? Again. Okay. So ask the Lord about it. There's a place for you. A time and a space for you. Praise the Lord. Okay. Anybody else before we go? Yes, sir.
Miss Kathy, the Lord says that this is going to be a year he's going to encourage you with huge answered prayer. Specifically, I hear part of a scripture. He says, When the hope has come, it is a tree of life. And that's what he's pronouncing over. He's going to do that one. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, I want to know, pray in the Spirit for 30 seconds. Go. Everybody, everybody. Okay, now stop. How many of you, while we've been doing this, you felt the prophetic rise up in you. How many? Okay. Now, how many of you could give someone a word right now? Okay. Now, under the unction of the Holy Ghost, get up and go to that person and give them the word.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you. I'm trusting you. Thank you, Lord. If you have that unction, go do it. It could be an encouragement. And you guys too, by the way. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Good, good, good year.
Yes.
Triple times good year.
Yes.
The best ever. Dreams, visions, purpose flowing like never before. And all that you need will manifest.
Amen.
Did you do it? Praise the Lord. Now, how many of you got a word? Did you receive it? Let me see if you got a word. Stand up if you got a word today. Praise God. Right when I spotted you, I heard the Lord say, holy visitors, angelic appearances, bringing messages to you. Things to pray, things to say, things to declare. Holy messengers coming to you. God's going to use you in this area. The angelic forces are at hand. He's going to use you to be at command. Tell them, send them according to the word of God what to do. But, I hear you, Lord. I see a huge angel with actually an envelope that says favor on it. Open that envelope and use it all year long. Jesus' name. On into the awakening. You're a critical person in this awakening. Stand up and go in it in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Are you going to get a job? Do you work somewhere?
No.
Okay, well, there is a job for you. And I don't know what it is, but you're going to find favor. I don't know if it's outside school, inside school, or something the Lord wants you to do, maybe in a prayer situation or something. But ask the Lord, what is it that you want me to do? Because whatever He wants you to do, there's great reward in it coming this year. Great reward coming in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Let's all stand up. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There's three career changes in the room. I don't know who you are, but go ahead and do it. And you're going to say, well, that's not a prophecy. You're just the pastor. No, I'm prophesying to you. Come to church. Because this is a year you're going to need to. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm telling you that you have to get fully equipped and empowered. And you're not going to do that if you're not connected to the body. So don't come every 6 weeks or every 3 or 4 times. Come every time the door opens and enjoy the presence of the Lord and give your supply and give your support. If you're not on vacation and you're not whatever, come.
Yes.
This is the year you're going to want to come.
Absolutely.
It's the year. And I know I'm preaching to the choir. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I see the Lord going, about you. There's a Holy Ghost lineup ready for you. I see something new coming on the scene for you. Now, and y'all don't laugh about this, okay? I hear the word engagement. No. I don't know what kind of engagement. I don't know if that means you're going to get married, but you're going to be involved in an engagement. Maybe it is. Ask the Lord about it. Are you feeling anything about that?
Yeah. I just heard like a swept off your feet. Again, I didn't have any reference to that. It's marital, but a swept off your feet engagement.
So, and it might be, but I know that you're going to engage in something new. And I do swept off your feet. That's how I felt about it. It's kind of like, if it were that, it's like the Lord walked by you or the man walked by you and went, ooh, who's that sister? You know, and began to bestow on you what he has for you. So you ask him the rest of it. I don't know, but that's, it's the same feeling. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So the new place is in place. It's coming. You're coming to it. Have no doubt. This is the year. This is the year. Great finances. Things are going to turn over into great finances. You're the next people to run through in your generation to start living in debt freedom. Take it. Take it and believe it. And don't say there's no way. There is a way. In Jesus' name.